President Biden is in Buffalo. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News, arriving in New York a short time ago. First stop, a growing memorial outside the supermarket where an accused 18-year-old white gunman shot and killed 10 people and wounded three others, almost all of them black. The president will meet with victims' families and law enforcement and first responders, then later speak out.
Labeling Saturday's shooting as a case of terrorism motivated by hate. He's also going to be calling on lawmakers to take further action to ensure Americans who may be suffering from mental illness do not have access to firearms.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Finland's parliament has approved joining NATO, another step toward being part of the alliance, fearing its neighbor Russia. Sweden's also taking steps to join NATO, while in Ukraine, hundreds of soldiers who've been fighting Russians at a steel plant in Mariupol were evacuated and maybe traded for Russian prisoners of war.
Those fighters have been in a standoff against the Russians for more than a month now, essentially slowly dying. They are the last resistance in Mariupol. It's a city that Russia has leveled and wants to claim it has full control of.
Fox's Matt Finn in Lviv. The polls are just opening in parts of Idaho, one of five states with primaries today. A big race in focus, a three-way Republican Senate battle in Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz is the Trump-backed candidate. Fox's Brian Yenis in Huntington Valley.
Dr. Mehmet Oz and his wife Lisa just went inside to cast their ballots. He, of course, has been going up against the hedge fund CEO and Army veteran David McCormick. They have spent $50 million on vicious television ads attacking one another daily, and then only to see really the late emergence of a third candidate, conservative commentator Kathy Barnett.
On the Democratic side, John Fetterman is the front runner. For the first time in decades, there's a hearing in Congress into UFOs.
We have seen an increasing number of unauthorized and or unidentified aircraft or objects in military-controlled training areas and training ranges and other designated airspace.
Scott Bray, Deputy Director of Naval Intelligence. The Pentagon has declassified some UFO videos. America's listening to Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, the Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.
There is a new attempt at a rebound on Wall Street from what's been a big sell-off lately. Fox's Lillian Wu watching the markets and more live here in New York.
Dave, there is buying on Wall Street after evidence that consumers are still spending. According to the latest retail sales report, spending's up 0.9% from March to April and 8.2% year over year for April. They did decline, though, for some areas like motor vehicles and parts and electronics. Now, some big retailers reporting earnings today. They were disappointing for Walmart, which is down, but we did see a bump of about 2% for Home Depot. It's a component of the Dow, and that's up about 350 points right now. S&P gaining more than 50, and NASDAQ has added more than 200 points, Dave.
Lillian, the price of oil is up more than a dollar, further above $115 a barrel. And that's further fueling a record gas price surge. Regular's up 4 more cents today. AAA's national average for regular, $4.52 a gallon. It's over $6 for the first time in California. Diesel also a new all-time high, $5.57. Twitter stock not moving much today, but it's fallen more than 20% since Elon Musk announced his plan to buy the social media site. But again, early this morning, the billionaire cast doubt on it.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk now says his offer to buy Twitter can't move forward unless the company is more transparent about how many of its accounts are fake. There's already been speculation that Musk was looking to renegotiate the $44 billion price he agreed to pay for Twitter. Now he says the deal can't move forward until it shows proof that only 5% of its accounts are fake spam. Twitter chief executive Parag Agrawal says the company suspends more than 500,000 spam accounts a day and locks millions of accounts suspected of being fake weekly if they can't be verified by humans. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
The NBA playoffs resume tonight. Boston versus Miami. There's also a draft lottery. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown. A contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.